Well, it's been quite a battle these long months as Democrats argued over whether Trump should be impeached, while his defenders, in one of history's greatest acts of political denial, have claimed there was simply no reason to do so, not forgetting the argument among Democrats themselves, many of whom seem to be as angry with Speaker Pelosi as Trump himself, given her apparent reluctance to begin the process, an argument that has been made moot by the Speaker's apparent conclusion that Trump's egregious behavior has simply gone beyond the pale of tolerable presidential misconduct. And of course, Nancy Pelosi, a woman with a special knack for counting legislative votes, has obviously concluded that she not only has the votes to begin the impeachment process, but that Trump's behavior has become so outrageous that only the most partisan can deny that it has surpassed the most sacred constitutional norms. In short, an ever so obvious nod to constitutional responsibility, far beyond mere partisan politics. After all, no one who values the long-term stability of this republic wants impeachment to simply become another partisan arrow in the usual political policy battles. On the other hand, impeachment does remain the ultimate weapon against those who would corrupt our system beyond recognition, as Trump appears more committed to do with each passing day. But of course, that has hardly stopped those who continue to insist, with some logic, that despite the core constitutional issues, that we cannot forget the political element of all this, and for many the obvious issue, that even if an impeachment bill passes the House of Representatives, how meaningful can it be, as some assume, if Trump's allies in the Senate will automatically give him a pass during the subsequent trial, strengthening him perhaps for the upcoming electoral battle, a dubious assumption at best for a fellow who only 3 years ago staged a hostile takeover of the Republican Party, and in the years since has largely dominated the once grand old party through fear, not loyalty, and whose continuing ability to so intimidate his Republican colleagues seems diminishing by the hour, while other folks are insisting on drawing conclusions from the historical record, working to draw insights from the Nixon and Clinton impeachment struggles, both of which this commentator lived through as an adult. But make no mistake about it, while it is certainly true history does not repeat and yet rhymes often enough to offer great insight in this particular case, the fact of the matter is that the Nixon and Clinton impeachment dramas are largely useless as a guide for our upcoming politically existential struggle. And for the simplest of reasons, Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton were in their second terms. No matter what the Senate did, neither was up for re-election, which makes our situation historically unique, but more importantly, makes any senatorial trial in the nation's upper chamber largely irrelevant. Because unlike what almost happened back in 74 and did happen in 99, regardless of how the Senate might decide, the real jurors of our national impeachment trial will not be the American senators, but the American people, unlike earlier impeachment battles, who will enter 2020's voting booths as much as jurors as voters, an empowered American voting public rising from the national digital jury box, astoundingly ready to draw judgment not only on the defendant, Donald Trump, but the senators who had just sat in judgment on him, turning the November 2020 election into the largest referendum in American history, one from which much of the rest of America's future history will flow.